Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a psalmist.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Hello, boys and girls. Good evening or good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all of the families are home today. No school, no work, just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. This is a family tradition with the mommies and daddies. It's a time when we can all share a moment together where we can gather around with our mommies and daddies, our grandma and nanas, grandfathers and pop-pops, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care, and making bedtime fun. Our fantastic hosts and friends, to all the boys and girls, including Aunt Jewel, it is such a nice day. I wanted to tell you, boys and girls, that here in the ocean, I am having a wonderful time. It is certainly hot here in D.C. Aunt Jewel, how is the weather over in on the West Coast?
It's been great, Starfish. We don't have that 100-degree weather, nor are we wanting to sit on a big cube or a big block of ice. But it's also about 78 degrees, so it's pretty mild. And also because we get the current from the ocean, which you know about, which kind of cools us off a little bit.
Exactly. The water, the ocean certainly cools me down in the hot, hot humidity.
Oh, it does the same here, too, and it's so nice to be able to stick our toe in. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have a toe. What do you have exactly? Let the boys and girls know what that is.
I have little arms, fish rays. I actually have five.
Five? Wow. Well, I'm sure a lot of boys and girls are probably going to see you because of this hot weather. It's summertime. School is out. Camp is in. And they are going to be celebrating because this is the time that we celebrate during the summer. So they'll be able to enjoy it just like you.
This certainly is my favorite time because I get to see all the boys and girls every single day play in my own playland. Now, Aunt Jewel, I know that you know, and we all know, it's certainly challenging to get kids and some mommies and daddies or grown-ups to sleep. But we know everyone needs their sleep, children and mommies and daddies and grandpa and grandmas and aunts and uncles, just everyone. So come on inside and let's get ready for sleeping. Boys and girls, come on. Come on inside. Oh, I hear them. I know they certainly want to stay outside and play and have such a great time. But boys and girls, we really need to come inside. Boys and girls, come on inside. Come on, boys and girls.
Come on in.
I promise you, it will definitely be worth it. Come on, on, boys and girls.
They're having so much fun, Starfish. I don't think they want to come in.
I know. They're holding back. But boys and girls, oh, I have most of them. There's some stragglers, but here they come. Get ready, everybody, because you know, on Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories, we have a list.
Always do, because it's so much to do, especially during summer. You don't have the school term, so there's lots of things that you can do to fill the day.
Exactly. So many fun activities. But once you go inside, you have to go back to your regular routine that you had from your school year. The only thing that may be different, Aunt Jewel, is the bedtimes probably are a little bit later because they don't have school in the morning. But if they have camp in the morning, they may have that same bedtime list. Shall we play, Aunt Jewel?
I think so. And then after we play the bedtime list, then we can talk about what this special week is going to bring.
Okay. Boys and girls, our bedtime list.
Check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed?
List, boys and girls. I hope that you're able to do all of those things. And certainly don't forget to hug your mommy and your daddy and your auntie and of course, Papa the dog. We can't forget him. Or even, I'm not sure, it could be Cuddles. It could be lots of puppies out there. And even Pharaoh the cat. And I know that it's quite an extensive list, and that's why we have a list. So that we can make sure that we've got our teeth brushed, we have our bath, and doing all the things that you need to do in order to get to bed. Isn't that right, Sophie?
Yes, that is certainly right, Aunt Jewel.
And I know that they're eager to do it because, you know, I'm still in California and it's still daylight. So it is very difficult to get the kids into school, coming in, because they are not sleepy and the sun has not come down at all. So they feel that their clock is saying inside, it's not time to go. And you've probably heard a clock behind us that was saying, yes, it is. And already, where you are, Starshers, the sun has already started to come down. We have a very special thing that's going to happen. Today is the first day of July. Summer is already full-blown. And a lot of you are already hot. It's July 1st, and we have another celebration, and we celebrate this every 4th of July. It's what America does and all of its citizens. And you know what that generally means? It means parades, picnics, fireworks, and family time. But, however, this didn't always happen. There was the first Independence Day, and that happened during a war. And this is why we celebrate July the 4th, and you're going to hear about the story.
Well, I wasn't asleep, but I was thinking about this special, special topic. And as we're talking about celebrating a special, special birthday, although all birthdays are so special and unique, but this one is one that people living in the USA celebrate. The red, the white, the blue. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday. Boys and girls, this is the Kaboomers singing Happy Birthday, America. America. Here's to you a happy, happy birthday. Now, celebrating this very, very birthday is a reason. Now, boys and girls, you know why we're celebrating this birthday and why it is on the 4th of July and what it actually really, really means? Well, we will certainly get into that in our Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Show today. Boys and girls, you are in for such a wonderful treat. Now, as you know, every show we learn something new because we have a word of the day. Today's word of the day is, do you know it, Aunt Jewel? I know she's thinking. Today's word of the day is self-reliance. And I know you are certainly thinking, oh my goodness, what is self-reliance? It's such a hard word that I don't even understand. But boys and girls, I can assure you that you will not only understand the word, you'll be singing it throughout the hallways in your camp, throughout the hallways in your house, to your mommies and daddies, and your brothers and your sisters, Self-reliance. Can you wait, Aunt Jewel?
Yes, I certainly know that word. And a lot of people say, instead of self-reliance, they might say independence. They no longer have to depend on anyone. That's what independence means. And that's what we're going to celebrate on the 4th of July.
And tell us about our guest.
Our guest that we have today, and she's going to read a special book. And we had her before. She's reoccurring. It's Darcelle. And Darcelle is going to read a book that will explain why we celebrate the first Independence Day celebration. Can all of you hear me out there?
I can hear you, but it seems like there's two Aunt Jewels. I hear you twice.
Oh, there's an echo. I will try to do something, and let's see if we can be able to eliminate that.
Well, boys and girls, today you are in such a great treat because we not only are going to learn so much about America's birthday, we're not only going to have our favorite guest, Denise, on, but we're going to...
Denise Darcelle.
Exactly, Denise Darcelle. We are going to have a guest later on today, and she is a special one. So, Miss Darcelle, can you take us into your story land?
Yes. Okay. Good evening, boys and girls. The story I'm going to read is the first Independence Day celebration. And it is written by Kathy Allen, illustrated by Tom Sperling, by Captured Imprint, from the Library of Congress Cataloging and Publications Data. Okay. Thomas Jefferson wrote day and night. Every word had to be just right. The Declaration of Independence was special. With it, the American colonies would tell Great Britain they wanted their freedom. They wanted their own country, and they were ready to fight for it. The colonies belonged to Great Britain. They were ruled by King George III and the British government. But the colonists believed they were being treated unfairly. They disagreed with British laws and taxes. Fighting broke out. In the summer of 1776, colonial leaders met in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They talked about breaking up with Great Britain. The decision was not easy. A break would mean war, but it would also mean the birth of a new nation. On July 4th, the Declaration of Independence was approved. The colonists cheered. They were ready to fight for freedom. John Adams had helped to write the Declaration of Independence. He said declaring independence ought to be remembered with parades, guns, and bells. A noisy holiday was born. But the cheering soon stopped. Through the long, cold winter into the next year, the colonists fought hard. At times, they believed they would lose the war. Many men died. For the most families, July 4th, 1777 was just another day at war. Farmers and shopkeepers left their jobs, their homes, and their families. They became soldiers. Women and children had bullets for the soldiers. They cooked meals. They took care of the sick and the wounded. It was not all like the 4th of July today. There was little celebration. But in some places, July the 4th, 1777, was remembered as a special day. Colonists fired guns into the air. They rang bells. At night, they lit candles in front of the windows of each house. Only the houses of the loyal to Great Britain were dark. In Philadelphia, 13 ships fired cannons. The ships stood for the 13 American colonies. a short burst of fires lit up the sky. In 1778, more cities joined the 4th of July celebration. Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Massachusetts again, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Providence, and Boston, and Portsmouth. Cannon fire boomed in Providence, Rhode Island. Ships fired their guns in Boston Harbor and in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Every year, more and more people celebrated the 4th of July. They met in city squares. They rang the bells all day. They prayed for the end of the war. Candles lit up the night. Finally, on October 7th, on October the 19th, 1781, the fighting stopped. The colonists had won. The United States was a new free country, and it already had its own holiday, the 4th of July, or Independence Day. And today, the 4th of July, is a day for family gatherings. People go to parks, lakes, and beaches. They watch parades. They listen to concerts. They proudly wave the United States flag. At night, fireworks boom with cannon fire and light up the sky. And people throughout the United States remember the first Independence Day more than 230 years ago. The end. All right. I hope you enjoyed that, boys and girls.
Awesome. I just learned so much. And as you were reading it, I felt as if I was living history. I can imagine everything. All the details were so vivid, and I can just see it.
Good. That's exactly how it was supposed to have been. I wanted the boys and girls to visualize that as I was reading the story so they can get a feel and have a better understanding of how the book was according to how the celebration of 4th of July was. That's good. Great, great to hear.
Thanks so much, Starfish.
No problem, Starfish.
Now, boys and girls, I know you're just filled with so much knowledge, and I love it. But, of course, we have to be clean when we're filled with so much knowledge, and I know you just came out from outside, and you just came in, and you listened to all of what we had to say and offer, and Darcel's amazing information about the story of the 4th of July. But you must certainly be clean. So, you know what that means. Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids. Let's get down and boogie woogie woogie as we get clean. Here we go, boys and girls.
Let's get fresh.
Here I am in the bathtub again.
Oh, no.
I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one, too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovo-vodio. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I got to wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears?
Rubber ducky, you're so clean. We all know what we mean. Boys and girls, are you nice and clean?
I know I am.
Are you clean over there on the West Coast?
We definitely are clean here. Let's see if Marcella's clean. She's getting a clean time with her boys and girls.
Yes, I am. I am sparkly clean, 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 clean.
I love it. So, boys and girls, we have checked so many things off our checklist. We came in from outside. We learned about what the 4th of July and independence truly came from. And then we got a bath and got our favorite PJs and on our way to Storyland. And I just would like to take this moment to read my book. This book is called How to Bake an American Pie. Does that make you hungry, Darcelle?
Oh, it certainly is. And certainly, you know, Starfish, when you are having a birthday, you definitely have to have a cake.
Of course. You can have a cake. You can have a cupcake. You can have a pie. Some people even have fruit. I guess they might stick a candle in a piece of orange or watermelon, which is quite interesting, but it's certainly a celebration. This is an American pie. Now, this book is written by Karma Wilson. It's illustrated by Raul Colon. Now, boys and girls, get ready. We're almost on our way to Storyland. Here we go. How to Bake an American Pie. And, of course, boys and girls, the publisher is Margaret McElderry Books, as well as Simon & Schuster. Here's how to bake an American pie. This ever first made ever on the 4th of July. You preheat the world until fiery hot with a hunger and thirst to be free. Now find a giant melting pot on the shores of a great shining sea. Pat out a crust of fruited plains, then spread it as far as you dare. Fold in some fields of amber grains, enough for all people to share. And though it's getting mighty high, that's just the start of the American pie. Add purple mountain majesties, measure out meekness and might. Pour cupfuls of courage, as much as you please, and then leaven with dawn's early light. Ladle out liberty, fought for and won, and justice for both great and small. Oh, this is making me hungry. Great appetite. Whisk in waterfalls kissed by the sun, then fold in sweet freedom for all. And though it's getting amazingly high, there's so much more to the American pie. Spiced with ideas, seasoned with dreams, and custom from faraway lands. Add roaring rivers and bumbling streams, and towns built with strong, loving hands. Drizzle in rays from a glowing sunset, abundantly flavored with care. And this is important. So never forget to add some forgiveness to spare. And though it's getting enormously high, there's still even more to the American pie. Now the secret, boys and girls, the secret ingredient cannot be bought. So borrow from heaven above. The key to it is, it's all to pour in the pot. Let me repeat that. The secret ingredient cannot be bought. So borrow from heaven above. The key to it all is to pour in the pot. Plenty, plenty, plenty of faith, hope, and love. Now roll out atop of spacious skies to cover this country of ours. Place in God's grace and allow to rise, then garnish with 50 bright stars. The end. And that's how to bake an American pie, first ever made on the 4th of July. Serves just as many who wish to stop by. The end, boys and girls.
Oh, I love that story. I love that, Starfish. That was so special for you to share for the boys and girls. And it would be great for them to be able to share that with all of their cousins that are coming over and their friends, because this is a time when you have all those picnics.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel. It certainly is.
Lots of food, and to be able to share that with some American pie and having the special ingredients. And that's what you need in order to do anything. And it is that self-reliance. It is that independence. It is that confidence that you have. And it just glows.
Exactly. That is what 4th of July and Independence Day is all about.
So, what are you going to be doing, boys and girls, for the 4th of July? Are you going away or are you staying home?
I know many boys and girls are having picnics at the park or maybe watching the fireworks on their rooftop.
Ooh, that's the best thing, is to go out and see all the wonderful, wonderful colors. And sometimes it may be just a little noisy. I know that when I had my baby girl and took her out to the fireworks, it was so loud, and she wanted to cover her ears.
Yes, it can be a little loud. But I love, boys and girls, Aunt Jewel and Darcelle, I love the finale. It's constant bam, bam, boom, fireworks all around. And it's the brightest and the biggest of them all.
Always the best sometimes is saved for the last. And I know that one of the things that Darcelle was just telling me that she does when she goes to her family picnics, and she was just telling me, what does she do? Let's hear it.
Well, boys and girls, one of the things that we do, we dress up in red, white, and blue. We attend parades. We also have picnics. We eat hot dogs, lots and lots of hot dogs, ice cream, and cake. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And sometimes we even have contests, eating watermelon, playing in the water, swimming, and playing sports. And also we go around sometimes at the table and ask, what do we think 4th of July means to us and our country?
Wow.
Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed some of the suggestions that that you might try to have next year for you. Oh, actually, my goodness, I am jumping ahead of myself. You might want to do those the next couple of days, or actually on the 4th of July. What do you think, Starfish?
I totally agree. And Darcelle, Anjul, I would like to welcome our very other special guest, because as you know, we also love having teachers on our radio show to talk about what our terms that we describe to you means to them. Let's welcome our new guest. Hello, how are you?
Hi, my name is Carol, and I'm a teacher, and I'm so happy to be here to talk to you.
We love having teachers, and this is absolutely so glad for you to come, because you're usually the first person.
I'm sorry, Anjul, we can hardly hear you. Anjul, repeat it, please.
Okay. Well, can you hear me now, sir?
You sound like you're underwater with me.
Oh, no. We have to do something about that. I'm going to try to talk to the council and then we're all trying to go online every summer because I would really love to hear what Kim has to say.
Well, while Anjul is swimming with the fishes and swimming with me, we would, of course, like to welcome Carol. We're so happy that you're on the show. We're just talking about 4th of July. What do you do on 4th of July?
On 4th of July, I like to have a barbecue with my family, and we eat lots of watermelon, we grill hot dogs, and hamburgers, and it's a really fun time to be with family and friends.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I just can't wait for 4th of July. And I think since it's on Wednesday, we could possibly see fireworks every day up until that day, which is so fun. Anjul, are you back?
I hope so. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I can hear you, Anjul.
Oh, good. I can't wait to talk to a teacher to tell us and the boys and girls what is so special and how do you know that they're independent? Because I think you said something about you're a kindergarten teacher.
Yes, I teach preschool children, and some of them are kindergarten age.
Oh, my goodness. So they do get a chance to have some independence. This is the first time a lot of them have probably left home from their mommy or daddy.
Yeah, and it's a really big kid thing to come to school and go to school all by yourself, and it can be hard to say goodbye to mommies and daddies, but it's really fun at school, and there are so many things that they learn and do and realize that they're such big kids, and we have lots of different things that we do in our classroom that help them to realize how big they're getting and how they can do so many things on their own.
And that's possible.
Wow. So
one of the things that we do, there's actually a really fun trick that we have that we call tag to toes and over it goes. And
wow.
We teach it to the friends at the very beginning of school, and it helps them put their jackets on by themselves. So they find the tag, and they know that to put it down in front of their feet and put their arms in that way, and when they say tag to toes, their arms go in, and over it goes, and they can put their jackets on all by themselves. So we do lots of things like that at school. They learn to put on their jackets by themselves. They learn to put their shoes on all by themselves. They learn to wash their hands all by themselves, and they have lots of different jobs that we have in our classroom that they get to do all by themselves.
Wow, responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear about some of the jobs we have in my classroom?
I would certainly like to hear that. Wouldn't you, Starfish?
Oh,
well, yes. Some of the
definitely.
Kids will probably even know exactly what you're talking about. Let's hear it.
They might. So one of the special jobs that we have is we have snack friends, and our snack friends help to pass out the napkins and pass out the cups, and they also help pour water for the friends as they eat, and everybody learns to pour their very own water and apple juice at snack time. And we also have friends who help to tell us what the weather will be like that day. We have a schedule friend who tells us what we're going to do for the day. We have a plant friend who helps us water the plants and take care of the plants in our classroom. And we also have a caboose and a line leader, and they help us get to different parts of the school, and the line leader makes sure that they're always in the front of the line to get everybody where they need to go, and the caboose makes sure that everybody makes it there safely.
Wow, and you know what? What stood out so much for me is that it's not just one friend that has to do it. There's a plant friend, a weather friend, a snack friend, so you're not in this alone. You have sort of a team, right?
Yeah, and everybody works together, and they can ask for help if they need help from other friends or from teachers, and everybody has their own special job to do so that we're a group and we work together.
And that is exactly how and why it's so important to be independent. And when you have that confidence, then you can be able to create a team, which is very much what I think that Thomas Jefferson was thinking about for the 4th of July.
Exactly. How you can be independent and do things for yourself, but you can still help get help from others and work together at the same time.
And you had to learn that, boys and girls. And that's what happened with the United States, that after a while, they worked and worked, and then they were able to break off and be independent.
Exactly. That sounds amazing. And shall we play our do-it-yourself song for Carol?
I think Carol
would love
to
hear that.
Carol, would you love that?
I would love to hear it.
All right, Carol, this song is called Do It Yourself, and it's exactly what you do with your boys and girls, and I know you do such a wonderful job, and they're so independent, they probably have their own do-it-yourself song humming in their head. This, boys and girls, is called Do It Yourself by Do It Yourself, Boys and Girls, Here We Go by Audra Rocks, because she rocks in my case.
You know it's time to go to bed. You brush your teeth with no one there. When you know it's time to eat your
about ourselves.
I love that song. It reminds me of all the things that my children do in the classroom by themselves, like cleaning up their toys, putting on their shoes and jackets by themselves, and they don't need anybody's help. That's such a fun song. I'll have to show it to my kids at school.
And with what you do also to help them learn even quicker is you that one, I forget what kind of event it was, Tag to Toe?
Tag to Toes and Over It Goes is a special saying that we have to help the friends remember how to put their jackets on by themselves.
A little rhyme, and the rhyming makes you always remember. So I think that they probably are so proud when they accomplish it, when they get that coat over their head, they're thrilled.
They do. They feel very good about themselves, and it's a really big thing.
Yes, and when you accomplish something and proud moments, you want to show it off, and that's why we have 4th of July. We have the picnics, we have the food, we have the parade, we have all the speeches, and Darcelle even said she dresses in red, white, and blue.
Exactly.
But Starfish, you know that all those things that Carol talked about in school, and even though they're in preschool and even kindergarten, it's so long of a list. And not only does she have a list, we had bedtime stories, and kids and parents, now you know why it's so important to write it down.
Exactly. Lists come in all shapes and forms, in all subjects, all the time. So that's why this is the start for the bedtime list, and then you'll have a list when you're at a great school with a great teacher like Carol, and you'll know what exactly to do. Now, of course, today is a wonderful celebration, and we've learned so much, so much. And I especially love your saying that you have, Carol.
Thank you. The tag to toes and over it goes.
Exactly.
Yes. And we always say that we try, and try again.
Love
it. So if something's tricky, you just keep trying, and then eventually you'll get it.
So that really helps you not to lose your temper and to have patience. So boys and girls, don't get frustrated or don't get upset because you can't get something right away. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, it takes lots of practice, and the more you do it, the easier it gets, and then eventually you'll be able to do it all by yourself.
Right, because it did take 5 years of struggling when fighting and trying to get the United States to have their independence, and they didn't give up. They kept doing it, kept fighting, and then finally they were able to have their independence, and Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. A lot of things. I know we had a song that was talked about celebrating, and that was a fireworks song. And I think that maybe even some of the boys and girls might even be yawning, which Carol knows about because I know that her kids take nap times.
Because doing all these things by yourself is a lot of hard work. So you definitely need to rest. And it's tiring, but you can do it all by yourself.
Exactly. Oh, so much work. All this knowledge. I'm yawning too. Aunt Jewel, are you yawning?
I am. I can hardly keep my eyes open. And I know some of you boys and girls, and even some of the parents, their eyelids are getting closer and closer to each other, and they're telling their mommy, no, I'm not sleepy yet.
And, of course, as we're yawning, that is a introduction to our bedtime story. Right, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, yes, and I would love to share it with Carol. She would love to hear this yawning song because I know that Darcelle had said that she loved it when she came.
Oh, boys and girls, yawning.
It's contagious.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
I can't stop yawning. Troubles are forming. Friends think I think they're boring.
Are you asleep, Casey? Tony, say no, please.
Something to wake us up.
Make it
arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Can I hold my eyes open?
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
Oh,
yawning is so easy for us.
It's contagious. Yawning. Now I know everyone is certainly ready for our bedtime story.
What a wonderful song. That's how I feel sometimes, that I my eyes are feeling sleepy and I just keep yawning and I'm trying to stay awake, but I know that I'm getting very, very sleepy.
Right, you don't want to yawn in their face even.
Exactly. Now, boys and girls, you know exactly what time it is. It's time for our bedtime story. And I'd love to have Darcelle and Carol and Aunt Jewel listen to the bedtime story. Are you guys ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah. Darcelle saying yes.
I'm ready. I sure am.
Oh, good. Now, this story is called Good Night, Stella. This is written by Kate McCullen and illustrated by Emma Chichester Clark. The publisher is Candlewick Press. Here we go, boys and girls, because I know you feel exactly how Stella feels sometimes. Sometimes you just can't go to bed. Good night. Sleep tight, said Stella's father. Where are you going to be? Said Stella. In the living room. Doing what? Reading, her father said. Sweet dreams. Stella's hamster galloped on a squeaky wheel. Sweet dreams, Chico, whispered Stella. Sweet dreams, Chico raced on. Dad, called Stella. Why does Mom like to go to the movies? She just does, said her father. Good night, Stella. Stella did not like big, dark theaters. And she hated scary coming attractions. She'd seen one once about a vampire bat. The bat bit a woman and left two little holes in her neck. Stella checked her own neck very carefully for fang marks. Stella sipped her water and wondered about what that woman with vampire who had the vampire bite. When she drank, did water squirt out of her neck in two tiny fountains? Stella squirted water out from between her teeth. Then she quietly, very quietly, practiced gargling. Dad! call, Stella.
I can't go to sleep.
Close your eyes, her father said. You'll go to sleep.
Stella closed her eyes. She felt her thin eyelids skin stretching over her eyeball. Her eyeballs felt big. Too big. Dad!
Called Stella.
Can your eyeballs fall out?
Your what?
Your eyeballs!
No, her father called back. They can't.
Stella lay very still. She swallowed and swallowed again. Each time she swallowed, her Adam's apple bobbled up and then down her throat. It felt like an eyeball. Dad! Dad! Cried Stella. I can't stop swallowing!
Stella's father came to the door of her room and flipped on the light. You're a night owl tonight, he said, yawning.
Tell you what, I promised your mother I'd wait for her, but I'm getting sleepy. I'll wait up for her, said Stella. She won't be back for 2 hours, said her father.
No problem, said Stella.
Okay, her father said, but don't go to sleep.
Stella popped out of her bed. She put on her dress-up hat, swung her boa around her shoulders and stepped into her mother's old high heels.
Come on, King, she said to her stuffed gorilla. We're off to the ball.
Stella and King waltzed around the room.
Marvelous ball, isn't it? Murmured Stella.
King just kept dancing.
I understand it's called the eyeball.
King didn't say a word. Stella picked up Melissa. She pulled off her nightgown and began putting on her lacy dress and Mary Jane.
We're going out to the movies, Stella told her.
What? Said Stella. You don't like the dark, scary theaters? Melissa didn't answer.
Oh, don't be such a baby, Stella said.
Stella lined her teddy bear up on the foot of her bed.
Once upon a time, she said, there was a bad bat who nibbled the fur off Teddy Bear's neck.
Now don't cry, little bear, said Stella. It's only a story.
Tell you what, calm down and I'll snuggle with you under the covers.
Stella watched. She goes zoom and round and around and around and around. She wondered if he liked staying up, if he ever felt sleepy, if he ever closed his eyes just for a minute. Chico's squeaky wheel squeaked on and on and on. Stella's father tiptoed into her room.
I can't go to sleep, he whispered.
Stella didn't answer.
Why don't I go ahead and wait up for your mother?
Stella didn't say a word. Her father turned out the light and bent down to kiss her cheek.
Good night, Stella.
The end.
Oh, my. Wow, Stella was something. She learned a lot with her dad.
Exactly. Going to bed can be hard because you have so much energy, but eventually you tire yourself out,
yawn,
and take a trip to dreamland. Now, of course, we always love to thank and give a warm welcome and a warm, exciting hug to our new guest, Carol. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved hearing that story and hearing your songs and getting to share with you all of the things that we do in my classroom. I hope that I can come back again soon.
Of course. Of course. We want that to happen, don't we, Starfish?
Oh, yes. We certainly do.
Thank you so much for letting me come on and talk to everybody. And I hope that everybody sleeps soundly tonight.
Oh, yes, we will.
I think a lot of kids are going to want to have teachers like you when they first start off the school, especially parents. I know
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Because we have two also callers coming in from little kids, and they loved hearing the stories that you were talking about with putting on your coats and having all kinds of responsibilities and standing in line and having the plants. They love that, because that's what they do at school, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'd love to come back and talk more about my classroom another time.
We'd love to.
We can't wait.
Thank you
so
much.
Now, you have a great night, Carol, and sleep tight.
And you can
listen to
our, and also listen to our parting song. But we want to hear good night from two other kids who were supposed to be asleep, but they're still wide awake. So you want to hear from them. And we have Tony, and we also have Jaden. They would like to say good night. Do you want to hear Starfish and Carol?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear.
Okay, here's from...
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Hi.
Who is this?
Tony.
Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Good night, Tony. I have five friends.
You have five friends?
Wow. Do you go to school with your five friends?
Yeah, not anymore.
Are you at different schools now?
I'm going to be in second grade.
Second grade, wow. You're getting very big. That's very exciting. Are your friends also going to be in second grade at a different school?
Yeah.
But I bet you'll still get to see them a lot.
Okay.
Hi, Mommy and Daddy.
Well, great, little sigh. And also on the west coast, so not quite sleepy yet.
Ah, yes.
Good night.
Now, we have a special tradition, and on July, I know you know, whenever we have new guests, we like to thank them because we just made a new friend. And boys and girls, you made a new friend. You made a new friend named Carol, our favorite teacher.
We certainly did. We love having our favorite teacher, our favorite librarian, and our favorite hall monitor. We love all types of people that work with children.
Exactly. Here's Randy Newman, Friend. Thanks so much, Carol.
Yes, thank you. Good night to all my new friends.
Yes, Starfish, you know how to keep those kids in line. We love
that friend. In me.
You have a friend in us.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is.
Good night, Renee. Good night, the stingray.
You got trouble.
Good night, Melissa. We all know she's working hard.
And of course, yes.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by,
and Starfish, we have
a friendship will never die.
We have so many friends.
You go see if our guest does me.
Sure do.
You got a friend
in me. And see next Sunday and have fun at that 4th of July.
You got
don't
a friend
eat too
in
much.
Me. You got a friend in me.
You have a friend in all of us.
Yes, you do. See you next Sunday and happy 4th.
And boys and girls, look out your window. Do you see it? That flickering light. Yes, it is what you think it is. It's a star. And as we all look at that same star that shines before us so bright, make a wish. Let's make a wish. And think of a wish and listen to our dream song. Boys and girls, Aunt Jewel Bedtime Stories would like to say good night.
I think we're going to have as many friends as we see stars in the sky. So good night, boys and girls. Good night, moms and dads. Good night, Grandpa. Good night. See you next week.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why.
Are you sleepy yet? Just like a star, baby Ray.
Blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive. When everything just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
I think we did it again, Starfish. Not only are the kids asleep, but all the mommies and daddies, and there's Grandpa, of course, sound asleep with his glasses falling off his nose. Good night.
Good night.